Time.
Good morning, 712 Brock Hunter.
Morning. Dude, just like Top Gun 2, what happened to Beetlejuice 2? Damn you, COVID.
Never going to happen.
No, it's happening.
Shouldn't even have made the first one. The first one sucks.
Oh, you haven't even seen the first one, so shut up. You have no idea.
Doesn't matter. Don't need to see this garbage. I'm saying stuff to say stuff this morning. Hey, we got to keep her moving here with this garbage show. It's time for your morning dump.
You're garbage. Everybody else is fine. You're garbage.
All right.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Trash statement. That's what that was.
Your trash statement. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You pump it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a terrible idea. IHOP is going to be offering booze.
Oh, really?
That's right. So how about a cold brew with your blueberry pancakes?
You know what? I will say, if we could do it like a show of like, well, what positive things came out of COVID? There's not very many, but... Dude, for some reason, when COVID came, they're like, oh, yeah, all that booze that we're serving you can just take it to go now.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go.
We're just
going to put a little piece of tape on the top so you can't drink it, but here you go. Take the booze to go. What?
Plastic bags full of margaritas to go nowadays.
Yeah,
that's the world we're living in. Yeah, not bad.
Crazy.
Now, there's going to be no hard liquor at IHOP, but you'll be able to get beer, wine, or champagne with your order. Three IHOP locations in San Diego and New Mexico started serving alcoholic beverages last week, with more to come in other states by the end of the year.
Because that's what I want with my pancakes is a nice cold beer.
I usually go, like, when I go to IHOP, I'm already not making a good life choice, okay?
Syrup and beer.
Like,
I don't know.
When I go to IHOP, I'm usually in sweats, and I'm just at a low point in life, okay? I'm going there. I'm going to a place that is called the International House of Pancakes. I'm already feeling like a piece of trash.
You know?
Don't give me the option to make me feel like even more of a piece of trash, all right?
Or maybe it makes you feel better. You know, maybe you just want to go to a nice place that's got a nice bench seat that you can sit in and relax.
Everything's sticky.
Have a beer.
Everything's sticky. Everyone there just is just horrible. And now you're going to add booze to the... Yeah, how many stories have we done, Hunter, about people getting into fights at IHOP, and now we're going to add booze to the mixture?
See, to me, that's entertainment. So here's the thing. You got to think about it. The people that are going to IHOP for beer probably don't really care about the sticky booze too much, you know? Just saying. And the fighting, just a little extra entertainment for them.
Come to IHOP, where we're not wiping anything off. That's what it is.
We'll tell you about it.
I will say this. I would rather see booze at IHOP than at a Waffle House. Because Waffle House is already full.
It's already dangerous.
Is already full of drunk people. Okay, because the only reason you go to Waffle House is because you're hammered drunk and you need something greasy in your stomach.
It's the only thing that's open.
It's right off
the highway. You know, it's right there. Let's just stop here real quick.
I'm not concerned about the drunk people at Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm concerned about the sober person at Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the guy you got to question. That's the murderer right there. Oh, he's got dead bodies in his trunk for sure. And now
a little too quiet.
Now he's just getting himself a triple stack because he got done murdering someone and that dead person's in his trunk and he got a hankering for some pancakes or some waffles.
That guy doesn't smell like booze. Keep an eye on him.
So, needless to say, I think in probably a few months when this becomes nationwide, we're going to have stories about, another fight, drunk fight at IHOP. Nice family day at IHOP.
Hey, let's go get a beer at IHOP, though. Do they have any TVs?
Good. You don't even get food at IHOP. You're just there drinking like Jesus. What are you doing with your life, man? What are you doing?
$100 tab at IHOP.
Oh, let's end with this. Let's end with something that I think is just horrible, okay? It's more horrible than booze at IHOP, okay? Elon Musk and another company are teaming up to launch a satellite that will beam advertising from space. Obviously, it's not a popular concept, with some people complaining that he is, quote, raping our night skies. Hunter, talk about this dystopian future that we're... This is nuts. Could you imagine looking up in the night sky and all of a sudden you see this big digital billboard just flashing out there for some product?
Come on. That's a bit much, guys. There's ads everywhere. We get plenty of it. We're fine. We've got, I can't watch a video anymore. I can't, dude, the TV, putting on the TV the other day. I look at the wife. I'm like, hey, you know, we're paying monthly for ads.
Yeah.
Like the TV show is barely on.
Yeah.
And then I go, like, we'll even play the game. Like, all right, choose a channel and we'll see if it's on a commercial or not. Dude, I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10.
We are literally just flooded with advertising on our phones, on our TVs, our computers.
I understand it. Dude, I get it, you know, but
we've gone too far. You know, Hawaii.
It's everywhere.
You know, Hawaii banned billboards. You can't. There's no billboards. Really? There's no billboards in Hawaii. They did this a long time ago. And I think that's amazing because you know what? There's something when you like you go up north. There's something just disheartening when you're driving in this beautiful, serene area, and then all of a sudden, billboard for Jack's Pancake House or Booze Now and IHOP. You know, you see this, and it's like it's hard to get. We can't get away from the advertising, and now you're going to tell me that there's people who think it's a good idea to fill our skies with advertising? Like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Leave it alone. Yeah. Just leave it alone. It's too much. Too much.
I'm laying there in my hammock at night, just enjoying the crickets, and all of a sudden, boom! Hot singles searching for you and your
girl. Right, right. She's only 20 miles away.
Yeah, this is perfect. Go left. So, what do we got? We got booze at IHOP and billboards in our night sky. That's where wild, we're at. Man, that's just wild. Crazy. What is this world coming to? This is horrible. You know who came up with this idea? Who came up with the billboards in the night sky? The people getting drunk at IHOP. That's who did it. They're like, I got a great idea.
There you go.
All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.